Thank you so much for tuning into CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Textbook, the official radio show of the CITR and Discorder Student Executive.
We're broadcasting from the unceded land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus.
Textbook is your one-stop shop for CITR and Discorder news, views, and events, and just a general student lifestyle guide.
So welcome to the first episode of Textbook, Season 2. It's Dora, the Vice President of the CITR Student Executive.
And Emily, Music Director of the Student Executive.
Ooh. This first episode, I guess, is just intros.
Yeah. To us.
To the world of CITR.
Yeah.
And then also, like, to the community of which we are part of. We're going to be talking about a lot of events that are happening in UBC community, as well as like the greater Vancouver community, and stuff, some stuff that CITR has put it on, some events that we're hosting to intro you.
You said it.
To our community. How was your weekend though?
It was good.
Did you go to the Vancouver Art Book Fair at all?
No, I mostly stayed at home.
Cool.
Do you know Deep and Delicious Freezer Cakes?
No, but I feel like I'm about to.
Mm-hmm. You can just buy them, and it's just like cake you keep in the freezer, but it's not like frozen that much. Yeah, you know that soft icing that's on ice cream cakes.
Yeah,
it's like covered in that, and I love it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so I ate half one of those.
Sweet.
Yep.
That sounds amazing.
How was yours?
It was pretty good. I went to the Vancouver Art Book Fair on Sunday, and I went to the CITR and Discorder like hosted after party on Saturday.
Out and about.
Life of a VP, man. It's never
life
never
of
ends.
A music director alone eating cake.
That sounds like a nice life, though.
It was pretty nice, yeah.
Just like kind of in a weird turn of events for my life. After the after party, the president, Hal, and I went to a house party that got shut down by the police.
Oh, wait, was that Saturday?
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I had friends at that party.
Yeah, I saw them.
It was an infamous party.
It was so bizarre.
Why?
Because it was like...
Have you ever been to a party that's shut down by the police before?
No!
I have.
Like, life of a music director, huh?
Yeah.
It was surreal. It was like exactly it was like a movie. It was bizarre.
Yeah, that is weird.
I guess that's in the theme of intros. Yeah, noise is crazy.
College. It's all part of college.
Yeah, but it's like an intro in my life to like a high school fantasy kind of.
Yeah, those things that never happen to you, or at least never happened to me in high school. Yeah, I was knitting. It's true.
I don't know what I was doing, probably just like
you're doing
living a life.
Yeah, you're doing the kind of life that I probably fantasize about having.
No, I know what I was doing. I was plucking all of my eyebrows
out. Oh my god, I did that too.
High five. Yes.
Yeah, and like, yeah, I taught myself to like stop, but like I still like pet them.
Nice.
Which is like a nice alternative.
Sometimes I just stroke them.
Yeah, me too.
Also, funnily, I think we both have pretty fierce eyebrows now.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I started filling them in, because if I'm like, oh, I have makeup on them, like I don't touch them because so
smart.
Yeah,
don't smudge it.
Strategies. Yeah, I don't want to smudge them.
Just like in the theme of intros, CITR is having a listening party on Friday, October 20th. Listening parties are a great way to get introduced to the station, get involved. They're really chill. So we basically just like sit around and listen to music. Sometimes they're themed. I think this one's going to be kind of like spooky themed as much as it can be.
So how many times will we play Thriller?
Just on a loop.
Just on a loop.
When I say listen to music, I mean just we listen to Thriller over and over.
Yeah, we pick one song and listen to it over and over again.
Then you really know it. You really get it.
Yep. But yeah, it's Friday.
In the CITR Lounge. If you don't know where the CITR Lounge is, it's right below Pi R Squared.
It's on campus. It starts at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. So after those midterms, I actually have a midterm that ends right at 4.
Really?
Yeah. Great place to come and unwind.
Totally. Yeah. I was trying to think of unwind and I almost said detox and I was like, that's not what I mean.
That's not what you mean.
Academic detox.
Yep.
But then if you want to like keep the party going, the UBC Film Society is hosting a Crybaby Beer Garden.
What is Crybaby?
Oh, excellent question.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a musical directed by John Waters.
Who's John Waters?
Oh, you would love him, Emily.
Okay.
He is a freak. And it has Johnny Depp in it. It's really the movie that made him a star, I think.
Really?
And it's about, yeah, he's like a bad boy who like comes to this like goody two-shoes town.
Oh my God. Two-shoes town. Love it.
A goody two-shoes town and like stirs the pot a little bit.
Right.
And like all the like really prim and proper young women fall in love with bad boy Johnny Depp. And probably the most famous still is Johnny just crying a single tear.
Really?
Really, like,
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds
This is a moment
awesome.
To see it live.
Yeah, truly. And then there's, like, going to be an intermission during the event where it's going to be, like, a John Waters makeup off.
Okay.
So you and a partner, like, team up, and then you just put, like, the most outrageous makeup.
So John Waters is one can achieve his look with makeup.
One can try, for sure.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm very curious.
You should come. It's right
come.
After the listening party. So
wow, nothing could be easier.
The unwinding never ends.
Yeah, the unwinding never ends. It will unwind like a
like a
poorly knitted scarf.
Just constantly unraveling.
Constantly unraveling, yes.
Yeah, just like my life. And then this Saturday, so the next day, at the British Ex-Servicemen's on Kingsway, the Trolls, Sexy Merlin, Divorcer, and Necking are all going to play. Sexy Merlin is going to be in Shindig this year, which is, I don't know, I think it's kind of funny. I always love seeing Shindig bands like pop up in the kind of in the real world.
Shindig's not the real world.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like a weird CITR.
No, it is true. It's like a
band battle bubble,
alternate reality band battle bubble.
Totally,
it is true.
So good for them. They got a show. Divorcer is awesome. They've been playing a lot this over the past few months. So good for them. And then Necking actually has only played like 3 or 4 shows, I want to say, and
right.
They're coming out with an EP really soon.
First EP.
Yeah. And nice. I have never seen them, but I've seen like videos of them.
Yeah.
And they're really, really good.
Nice.
So I'm really stoked.
That is excellent.
Yeah.
Name invokes the band name. Never mind.
Invokes.
Just like thoughts.
Truly.
Yes.
So we're going to play some songs by the people performing in that show. First is Everybody Ruined It for Everybody by Divorcer, and then followed by See You in the Dark by Sexy Merlin. And you are listening to Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. And now a message from a very excited radio announcer.
Sorry. I mean, Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs presents the Alternative Comedy Tour.
We gotta get out of here!
Featuring star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, and everything else you like, T.J. Miller.
Yeah, I was the star of Yogi Bear 3D, but I don't need to get into that.
With special guest, Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby.
I probably shouldn't be doing this. It's a risk.
And hosted by Nick Vatterott. The Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour at the Vogue Theater, November 17th. On sale now at TicketFly.com. For details, check Metro News or go to HaHaHa.com/alternative.
This has been a message from Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour.
The New Orchestra Workshop Society is having their 40th anniversary celebration. Come to the Roundhouse Community Center November 15th through 18th for a four-day interactive archive performance of new and old works from one of Canada's most significant improv and jazz music collectives. Tickets are on sale now at www.nowsociety.org.
I really want you to splice in some of these interim conversations into the episode.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Where we're just like sick.
Do you mind if I welcome us back?
Huh?
I'm gonna welcome us back.
Gonna what?
Welcome us back.
Okay.
My name is Hala. I'm the president of the student executive. I got involved in CITR by happenstance, to be honest. I was vaguely friends with the ex-president, Eric Coates, and then we would just sort of run into each other in the basement of the old sub all the time. This was back when it was not fully a construction site and it was still semi-habitable. And eventually someone left the executive in January a couple years ago, and he was like, yeah, I think you should join. And so next thing I knew, I was on the exec, and then we became closer friends after that. But it was just completely just right place, right time.
What a great call by Eric. That was really stellar. He made history.
Yeah, and here I am now.
Funny.
Ascending the throne.
Wow. We're so grateful. My name is Dora. I'm the vice president of the CITR student executive. I feel like I knew a lot about CITR. I was really involved in Film Sock in my first and second years, and that's kind of just same vein, you know, a lot of people who were on that exec were friends with people on the CITR exec, so I knew all the faces. And then in my second year I joined the then Women's Collective, now Gender Empowerment Collective, and started making a lot of radio and started meeting everyone else who was currently involved at the station. And then, yeah, kind of same rest is history. I just, did it. Although I think I kind of, while you were invited, I kind of just, inserted myself into the space in a kind of, evil, termite-y way.
No, I mean, FilmSock and CITR are a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it really is.
We seem to, do a lot of joint events together, and it's perfect.
Yeah, every listening party now is, before a beer garden.
Exactly.
Welcome back to Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Everybody Hates Everybody by Divorcer and See You in the Dark by Sexy Merlin. They're both playing this Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen's with The Trolls and Necking. It's going to be a great show. Welcome back. I'm Dora.
I'm Emily.
Sweet. We're both on the CITR Student Executive. Textbook is the CITR Student Executive's radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. It's a hot topic.
Yeah, exactly. Learn something new every day.
Truly. It's also what CITR and Discord do. We just teach. We spread the love. Teach the people. Hot facts.
Hot facts. Breaking news.
Yeah, truly. Speaking of breaking news, the Multiple Sclerosis Club is having an icebreaker. This Friday, actually
breaking
during
news,
our listening party.
Really?
So.
Wow, more ways to unwind than ever before.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's a room 2508 in the Nest. Yeah, just always want to support our local AMS clubs. Also, if you want to meet people, be introduced. You do it. Emily just did the sweetest little ooh, me, kind of hiding in her shoulder.
I'm
so
charming. I have many strategies.
And they're all effective.
Yes.
Yes, they all are.
Yes. Go charm some new people.
At the Multiple Sclerosis
Come
icebreaker.
Meet me.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bike Kitchen is actually starting a like series on creating art kind of like around bicycles.
Whoa.
So it's called the Pedaling Art Workshop Series. The first one is Monday the 23rd, and then the other one is on Monday the 30th, and then the following week on Monday the 6th. And it's called Spare Parts.
Like parts,
but like arts. Yeah. And it's at our community bikes, which is at 2429 Main Street. And they're all at 6:30. And it's kind of like to prepare for their annual fundraiser, Pedaling Art. So like the...
Pedaling art?
Yeah.
This is like a new frontier of creativity.
It really is.
Like, wow.
I love it. It's like, yeah, it's just like if you love biking and if you love your bicycle... And you, like, it's a big part of your lifestyle. Why not wear it, you know? Why not, like, create around it?
Oh, you, like, oh, you make stuff out of bike parts?
Yeah, out of, like, the spare parts.
Oh, art. Oh, okay.
You make art out of the spare parts.
It's too clever.
I know.
Okay, so, yes. So, yeah, you can make bike tube earrings and collars. Oh, top tube sweaters. Whoa.
Who knows?
Brake lever coat racks. Okay.
And then all of the stuff made is going to be sold in the Pedaling Art fundraiser. And all the workshops have like an instructor and demos, and they're all 3 hours long. So it's going to be really fun. So the first one's next Monday. Fun fact, if you want to go, support. And then kind of speaking of the radio, if only because we're on the radio speaking right now.
Okay.
The Toast Collective, it's starting its own radio station.
Wow.
Competition. Show.
No, station. It's starting a whole station.
Whole station.
That's pretty cool.
I know. I think it's
the kind
sweet.
Of competition. That's the kind of competition that
it's
can
healthy.
Get behind. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. We'll make each other better.
We will. We'll collaborate. We'll support. We'll uplift.
Yeah.
This is what CITR and Discorder does.
Yeah.
And the launch is this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Toast Collective. Yeah, just support, you know? I mean, I feel like that's like the message besides intros.
Yeah.
Is support.
Support. Lift up.
Truly.
Lift you up. Love lift you up. That is in my head now.
I do think it's funny. So they're called the Community Radio Toast Collective, so the CRTC. But the CRTC is also the like Canadian Radio and Telecommunications like Commission. It's like what?
It's just very subtle trolling.
Yeah, it's really subtle trolling. It's the institution that like regulates and like makes sure that we're like complying with our FM license.
Yeah.
So it's like a very that's an insider's joke.
Yeah.
You know?
It was an inside joke. People who know radio.
Which is funny. It's funny that they have them. The other day I made a So Loki joke.
Right.
And it was like, yeah, no, I'm part of this local world, you know?
Exactly.
Fuck it.
There's like a Tumblr that's like, why I deleted your band's promo email.
Funny.
It's really funny. And I am like, I like kind of feel like, it feels nice to relate.
Yeah.
You know?
That is the most niche ever, though.
Yeah.
It's like
it's
only
true.
The music directors and like venue organizers.
Yeah. The ones who receive the promo emails.
Is that like a burden on you?
I mostly ignore them, especially because people like call me by the wrong name, like past like music department people.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't bother with the people who don't.
No respect.
Bother to get to know me. Yeah.
Know you for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like mostly promo emails. And then I also get like emails from like Russian women who haven't heard from me in a while.
Sweet.
Probably spam, but.
That's okay. They need spam bots need love too, man.
That's true.
CITR and Discord are also hosting Shindig Night Number 2.
Yeah.
We like planned this together, kind of, I would say.
Yeah, we were involved.
We did it.
Yeah. It is It is our child together.
It's tonight at Pat's Pub and Brew House, now known as the Hastings Mill Brewing Company. And it's Basic Instinct, Sissy Heathens, and the April Fool's Childrenhood. And the night is like social media night.
What does that mean?
So we're going to live stream the event and put it on the TVs in Pat's.
Oh my gosh.
And then have like comments up, like people consistently like interacting with it. It's going to be really funny.
That's going to be pretty funny.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked.
We should have like a kiss cam.
We should have a kiss cam. Call in if you want us to have a kiss cam. But we're just going to play those bands right now. So the first one is going to be the April Fool's Childrenhood, Whisper to Me, followed by Sissy Heathens, Perils, and Basic Instinct, Turn.
Yeah. And pick your favorite.
Yeah.
See who you're rooting for.
Call in. Let us know.
Yeah.
And you're listening to that on Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM.
Think of an honest. Lost to find one in my hands, clenching you but holding bone. I'm dripping slow for those I've hurt. I'm dripping slow for those I have hurt. I'm dripping slow for those I have hurt. That I choose. These openings may never close. So sit me in this gaping chair and run your fingers through my hair. And if you find the words that speak, whisper to me at your peak. Whisper to me at your peak. Whisper to me at your peak now.
Have you heard of The Scorder?
Yes.
That salty magazine from CITR 101.9 FM?
Yes.
Pick up your copy of this month's issue at Red Cat Records, Budgie's Burritos, the VPL, or at any of our other 132 distribution locations. This issue features Aura Kogan, Holy Hum, Van City Queens, Good Night Out, and Sawdust Collector, plus reviews of local artists, shows, and other creative endeavors. All in one Salty F publication.
Yes!
Yas, yas, yas.
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Hey, I'm Danielle. I'm the programming exec, which means I help our programming director manage the grid and get people on air and all the goodness that comes with live content.
Hi, I'm Neetu. I am part of the student executive. I'm the promotions director, which includes doing like promotional material, submitting to newsletters, things like that. I also have my own show, a new show, Convictions and Contradictions, all about my own social observations. And then I occasionally illustrate for Discorder magazine.
Wow. Your guys' qualifications are through the roof.
We didn't even give qualifications.
Well, no, I'm about to. Gosh.
Don't interrupt
your VP, Danielle.
I feel like I've been sent to the corner. Got to wear like one of those old school dunce caps from like the 60s.
Danielle is just like shunned a little bit right now, just hidden away. Danielle, just focusing on you for like a hot second. You've been with CITR since you were in high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us your story. We
the overachiever. I came for a 1 week like career week where you're supposed to go and like find some job that you want to do, and I couldn't find anything that I was like, oh, I want to do this when I grow up. So I knew somebody here, so I just came for a week and ended up just like filing CDs and stuff. But that summer, I thought it was fun, so I came in for like every day for like 8 hours a day in the summer. And
oh my God.
I interned and did stuff. And then when I finally got to university, I just decided to stick around with it.
And we're so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So loved here.
It's what we do. You've been on the exec for a little less time. What's your like CITR journey?
I started last year, the start of term two, and I just came for Volunteer Wednesdays. That was when Rachel was doing Volunteer Wednesdays. We would do like make buttons, we would write reviews and things like that. But I was first interested in CITR for illustrating. That's what I first wanted to do. And then I met Ricky, the art director. Then I gave him a profile. Then he gave me my first assignment, and I did that. And then I just started helping out with, like, Fun Drive, doing pledges. And then I was on Dora's show, and that was pretty fun, where we just kind of talked about my knowledge about Punjabi and Hindi movies. And I was on Dunkin' show, Dunkin' Donuts, and that was fun, too. And then I just thought I want to be more involved, so then I took an interview for the student executive. It was my first interview. Dora actually conducted the interview. Luckily, I got a position. And then over the summer, I was just taking like summer courses, and I just sticked around and just helped a lot with the station. I did the compliance report and other little things around the station. And then I got my show during that time.
A true saga. Yeah. the rest is history. Emily just like popped in.
Yeah, the birth of a music director. I am Emily. I am the music director on the student executive. I work with music in the music department with Andy, the music department manager. And yeah, we curate all the music that comes into the station and coordinate live in studio bands. I started coming into CITR when I signed up for a membership in my second year at UBC. I actually didn't really care, but my friend wanted to sign up, so I was like, and at that time we did everything together. So I was like, sure. And then we came into the music department, and I only talked to Andy for about a year. I was very
shy. That's so painful to me.
Why?
Andy is such a, like, such a funny, like, cross-section of, like, kind of pure CITR, but then also, like, such an outlier.
No, yeah, and, like, I feel like I joined the outliers. Like, that is sort of what I felt like that is what attracted me to the music department. I would, like, run in, like, past everyone because I was, like, afraid of people who are not Andy. I would sit in his office and do arts and crafts, and eventually originally I would just talk to my friend, and then gradually Andy started, like, laughing sometimes when we said stuff. And then eventually we started, like, talking to each other. Like, I would say something and then he would say something back to me. Then yeah, exactly.
How to make friends 101.
Yeah, no, that is exactly what I needed. And then at the end of the year, Andy was said, you should sign up for the student exec. And I said, okay. I thought it was a lot. I did not realize how much responsibility I was going to have. I did not realize there was an interview. When I found out, I was so terrified, and I almost didn't do it. On the day, I almost didn't go in. And then I did. I got it. I was super stoked. And then I appeared the next year. I was born. I was reborn as myself.
Emily is also, I think, like, the resident, like, fashionista. She always looks amazing.
That's because I just dress like Hugo.
True. I've never noticed. You're even wearing, like, the same hat.
I know. I'm wearing the hat. Yeah. No, the station manager is my fashion inspiration. But I bring it to the people, you know? Like, he's, like, runway. I'm, like, streetwear.
You're the people's Hugo?
I am the people's Hugo. Yeah, and now I talk to more people than Andy, and it's pretty nice.
So, for some reason, someone decided to make a series of Hugo buttons, so they took photographs of Hugo, then cut the face out, and just made a series of buttons that were just Hugo's face.
That's so invasive!
I don't know, but they were found. There's just a pile in the spoken word office on, like, right next to the, like, recording station. There's just this pile of Hugo buttons, and I have no idea who made them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I think they came out of, like, old thank you cards or whatever, because they were all photos that, like, had existed around the station. But Hugo buttons.
Call in if you know who made the Hugo buttons.
Welcome back. You're listening to Textbook on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Emily. I'm here with Dora. We are both members of the student executive here at CITR, and Textbook is our show.
Truly.
Yeah.
We just heard Turn by Basic Instinct, and they are performing tonight at Hastingsville Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, for Shindig Night Number 2. We're pretty stoked. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Pat's is, like, located in the downtown east side, and CITR actually just, and Discorder just got a space down there in Chinatown at Access Gallery and the plot grant that they have going on there. So we basically have kind of, like, a weird satellite location where we can host meetings if we really want. But before we did that, before anyone can host office hours there, everyone at the station is required to get naloxone or Narcan training to be prepared and be helpful and, like, empowered in that
true.
Space.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for it. I think it was really awesome. But we got to take it at UBC because CITR had this thing. And normally people, you have to be a user or know someone who's a user to participate in the training that they offer at UBC Hospital. But the AMS is actually hosting a naloxone training party.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
On Thursday, just in the Nest, you
can just go at the to the performance theater. There are free naloxone kits, and then there's going to be free training and pizza.
Wow.
And it's sweet. That's awesome.
That is very awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It feels very good. I have a Narcan kit, and I just even take it to, like, parties.
Oh, I carry with me at all times.
Yeah. No. Because... Yeah.
It's a literal crisis. It's the fentanyl crisis.
Yeah. This is, yeah. This is not a drill.
No.
No.
Did you, for your training, did you, like, stick it in the muscle? It's like a muscle like, pad?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. Was good. That fun to me. It was, like, it was a good texture.
It was a good texture.
Yeah. CITR is also hosting a drop-in DJ training tonight. Which is sweet. It's a little sad that it coincides with Shindig, but whatever, the world will keep spinning.
Yep. Just alternate.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Totally. That's super fair, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the definition of fair. So each week has a different theme.
Yeah. The first one was like how to set up the turntables. The second one was like how to do a mix. And then the third one was like how to do your homework on music. So like research and stuff like that. But there's another one tonight happening at CITR. It happens every Tuesday night at the station. And it's hosted by Jules from Crimes and Treason. Jules is awesome.
Yeah.
He's really active and really warm and kind. And we're going to start doing Women and Queer Nights. Ooh. For it as well, yeah, which is just for accessibility and like,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, safety,
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Nothing could
it.
Be better,
truly.
Yeah,
and speaking of safety, tonight in Buchanan D201, there's gonna be a panel discussion on rape culture in politics, and it's hosted by the AMS Equal Voice, and it sounds like it's gonna be awesome.
Do we know who's on the panel?
Cool.
Oh, wow, we do. Wow. Stacked.
Truly. It's full of students, current and old, and professors and just community members.
There are a lot of them. Like, definitely to hear each of these people speak to their experiences individually would be to see them all in one room.
Yeah, and there's, like, media persons, professors of law, professors of political science, like NDP, like political candidates. Yeah, it sounds really, really awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be sick.
$2 if you're not a member of Equal Voice. And for members, it is free.
And you can get the membership there.
That is true.
And it's only $5, which isn't that bad.
Yep.
I don't think.
No. That's like... 2 cupcakes.
Yeah. And I feel like Equal Voice is worth 2 cupcakes.
Totally.
At least.
Yeah.
Ace Martin's is also worth at least, I'm going to go and say 3 cupcakes.
You can't put a price on people.
Yeah, no. You can't.
No, you can't put a price on people.
You can't.
You can put cupcakes.
Yeah, you could just give him 3 cupcakes.
You can put a price on cupcakes and you can put cupcakes on people.
But he's playing this Thursday at the Lido. starting at 9 p.m. It's going to be sweet. Ace Martins is a longtime friend of CITR and Discorder and works a lot with the music director, Andy.
He does.
Yeah, just doing music things.
He does lots of music things. Yeah. When I've seen him perform, he always has great outfits, too.
Yeah. He was he's a flair for the dramatic.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And then the UBC Dance Club is having their annual general meeting. I'm like always team telling everyone in the world about any annual general meeting because CITR has one every year.
One.
Yeah, one annual general meeting. Not like it did twice.
It's not a biannual meeting.
But it's always, you like actually need people to go. Like you have to have people there. otherwise it totally defeats the purpose. So the UBC Dance Club is having theirs on Sunday at the Michael Kingsmill Forum in the Nest. So go support. Even if you like don't care that much about dance, join dance club and go to their general meeting.
Yeah,
because they need it.
We all need it. Support.
Yes.
Lift.
And meet some new people.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe you'll come out of there dancing.
You could come out of there part of the exec team.
That's a bold claim. I'm a little bit skeptical.
Well, I guess now we have to go to find out.
Yeah, we will.
And if you know, call in, let us know if you can just become a member of the exec team.
Yeah, let us know what position.
Please.
Yeah.
I like to dance.
Oh, yeah, you really do. You're always dancing.
Am I really?
Well, you're just always, like, going dancing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's accurate for me. And I'm going to go dancing this weekend at Smooth Fest.
What's Smooth Fest?
Smooth Fest is, like, I think the whole point of it is to, like, be a festival of, like, smooth music.
Nice.
I know.
Smooth is intuitive to me, so I can relate to this event.
Smooth like butter.
Yeah.
Prado, S-Lord Efferman, Silky Boys, Mr. Merlot. Silky Boys? I have a Silky Boys sticker on my phone.
Really?
Because Omna, who's an artist in the city, designed the sticker and like just didn't want it anymore. And I thought it looked good, so I just put it on.
Nice.
And I've actually never seen Silky Boys in my life. So now I like have to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm repping a band that I know nothing about.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have faith.
And then Tommy Tone's also going to be there. Tommy Tone was in Art Rock about a year ago, maybe 6 months ago. It was really good.
Nice.
I fell in love.
Lots of smooth music, smooth dancing.
Really smooth.
Yeah.
But in my brain, if anyone listening right now has heard my voice on the radio, they've probably heard me talking about Prado. Prado's amazing. Prado is going to be so successful. Her music is gorgeous. And she's just really tenacious and, like, ambitious, which is really sweet.
Nice. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth.
Like so smooth.
Peanut butter on a baby's cheek.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're gonna close the episode off with some of the spectacular performers in Smooth Fest.
Nice.
Mr. Merlot with KTIC, then S. Lord Everman, who actually played at the CATR and Discorder Vancouver Artbook Fair after party just 2 days ago.
They're pretty bananas.
They're pretty bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the song that we're going to play is Thank You for Your Time on Earth. And then we're finish it up with Prado Like Line. Because we love our listeners and we just want to reward them for listening.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for tuning in.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
So much is happening and yet.
So little time.
I feel fulfilled. No, like, I feel like...
Okay!
No, like, I mean, I feel like there's a lot happening, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
Do you feel in the know now?
I feel in the know, yeah. Textbook set me up. I feel like, yeah.
Cool.
Being on the show is just, like, a really, like, active way for me to be a listener.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to Textbook for the debut intro episode.
Yep. Number one.
On CATR 101.9 FM. That was funny, right?
Thank you. sometimes.